This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Samuel Vielenberg died on Friday. He was a Holocaust survivor, and he had just turned 93. He was the last survivor of the Treblinka uprising in occupied Poland. And that story was told in the WLRN TV documentary, Treblinka's Last Witness. Samuel Vielenberg was in Miami about a year and a half ago for the premiere of that documentary, and he spoke with us then with his daughter Orit translating.
Whenever he's reminded again, it's as if he's lived again through all those memories. For him, it never stopped. I think that every moment of his life, he's still living again his life in Treblinka. Even if we talk about food, or when we meet with friends and we start a casual conversation, somehow it ends up with things that happened in Treblinka.
The film's director and producer is WLRN's Alan Tomlinson. Alan, what drew you to Samuel and to his story?
Not only did virtually nobody, a very small number of people who were ever taken to Treblinka death camp actually came out of it alive. There were very few of them left at the end of the war, and I was told that there weren't any living survivors. We found Samuel living, he was 90 back then, in Tel Aviv, and when I got on the phone, he immediately invited me over. And I sat listening over several days to Samuel tell this story, and I'd have to say that I was spellbound. Not only is the story itself so appalling and gripping, but Samuel himself is just a consummate storyteller. I mean, the man is an artist. In his basement, he has sculptures that he has made of some of the figures, some of the episodes that haunted his waking hours right until the day he died.
And the first sculpture that he did was called Scheißmeister.
Scheißmeister.
Which is the master of the toilets. And it was a very tragic person. He was clothed by the Germans with clothes of
a
cantor, which is like, you know,
the person who sings in the synagogue.
That's right. But his job was to allow people to sit only a limited time in the toilets. And this statue, in fact, is this man crying to the empty blue Polish sky, you know, looking for the God that betrayed them.
Samuel survived because he was selected, the only person on his transport to be selected. He came with 5,000 or 6,000 people from the village of Opatov, where he was rounded up when they liquidated the ghetto, and he was the only person on that transport of 6,000, still alive at lunchtime. They arrived at breakfast time because he'd been singled out to join the workforce. And one of the jobs that he did during his year or so at the camp was to collect the clothing that the arriving Jews were required to strip and pile up their clothing. And one day he was out there doing that, and he recognized a very distinct coat that had been worn by his baby sister, and unmistakably the skirt of his older sister under it. So he knew right there and then that that very morning, before he arrived, his beloved sisters had perished in the gas chambers.
A group of death camp prisoners revolted, and 300 of them escaped, but only about 100 survived the manhunt.
He fought to get out of the camp. In fact, so many of them died on the wire that Samuel was able to vault over the piles of corpses and escape. You know, he's an extraordinary man. I like to describe him as the incredible and indestructible Samuel Vielenberg.
I notice you've several times referred to him in the present tense still.
I hadn't noticed that I'd referred to him in the present tense. It's hard to imagine him dead. He was such a vivid, lively presence. He just had some inner magic that shone through.
What do you think Samuel would want people to remember about him and to remember about his story?
Well, Samuel had very much dedicated the twilight years of his life to telling this story. He traveled to Treblinka every year. Sometimes he took parties of Israeli school children there to guide them and tell them as a living witness. He'd make a strong point saying that a living witness is very, very different and very much more powerful than a historian. Well, one of his concerns was that when the last of the Holocaust survivors goes, Much of this will go with them. When I made the film in 2012, there were about 400,000 Holocaust survivors. About half of those were in Israel, and they were dying at the rate of one person every hour, 12,000 a year. That's a number that's going to rise exponentially as they get older. With his death on Friday, as far as anybody knows, there are no more survivors of the Treblinka tragedy left at all.
WLRN's Alan Tomlinson is the director and producer of the film Treblinka's Last Witness. It airs tonight on WLRN at 9 o'clock. Alan, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
This is WLRN. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.